Now, Greg, you've talked about impact. I'm sure that at Balbardie Primary School, you're really looking for impact on learning.
Absolutely.
With the introduction of these devices. What's your vision for its use in terms of its, the pedagogy of it? How do you see these devices being used in the everyday life of learning in your school? And also, what do you think you hope to see in relation to impact on learning for the learners in your class? How is the methodology being encouraged and promoted? And what do you think that would then do in terms of impact on outcomes for learners?
I think having engaged fully with our children, their capability in using devices is already there. We don't have to upskill our children. Our children are using them daily. As part of learning and teaching, there has been a huge focus on not teaching around a device. The device is there to support the learning that's taking place. And I know I'd quickly like to show you three classes in particular mm-hmm. that are using the devices very, very effectively to support learning. We've looked at learning and literacy and numeracy initially and how these devices can support particular targets, but also it's about encouraging independence within our children, that they know when they require to use mm-hmm. a device to support the learning. And that will take us a bit of time in school. Like anything new coming into school, it's the thing the children all want to have. Mm-hmm. But over time, by fully implementing it throughout the school, we want it to be an independent device that children are able to use as and when required to support whichever aspect of the curriculum they're engaging in. Some very good examples already happening in Primary 5 and 7 is using them as research devices. During our Scots poetry, they were using translators mm-hmm. on the devices.
Are they using the browser mostly?
They're using the browser a lot. I have to say, though, the advantage with going with the iPads is that our staff have identified really good apps that are supporting learning that's going on in the classroom. And in fact, one of the Primary 5 are doing the Living Things as a science curricular focus this term, and it's all based on one of the iPad apps around extinction, and it's also being used to support reading as well.
Okay,